This is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and A Broken Hearts GPS, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast. Today, we just wanted to take a few moments to speak on the subject of a broken spirit. A broken spirit. What is it? How does it happen? And if it happens, are we able to recover? Can we come back from having our spirits bruised and crushed? These are important questions when you think about our lives. We all experience distress, obstacles, challenges, hurdles. We experience offenses. There's times of trauma. There might be instances of abuse and mistreatment. So many things can cause a broken spirit. And when the spirit is broken, it's not a light matter. It is not something to disregard. It's not something to ignore. It's not something to minimize, because God's word speaks specifically about a broken spirit. And so in Proverbs 18, verse 14, when we read that, it says, "The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, but as for a broken spirit, who can bear it?" There's something about a broken spirit that is beyond our human ability to bear, to carry, to handle, to endure. It's too much. It's just a little too much for us in our humanness to be able to bear a broken spirit. And when we're speaking of a broken spirit, we're talking about the spirit of a person. It's our life. It's what gives us, it's what makes us alive. It's our vitality. It's our vigor, our vigor. It's the part of us that makes us relatable, that makes us able to interact and be in relationship with one another and with our Heavenly Father. And when that part of us is broken, it ripples into, it affects our soul, it affects our psyche, it affects our bodies, because we're not able to bear it. And there's many today that are struggling with a broken spirit that is having an effect on the way that we are interacting with others around us. But guess what? I have good news for you today. If you are struggling with a wounded, broken, crushed spirit, you can overcome. Yes, you can rebound. Yes, you can live the life that Jesus speaks of in John 10:10, the abundant Zoe life. You can experience that, but it does require participation on our end. We have to do some hard work. We have to look at some difficult things. We have to get to the root of the brokenness, and many times that's unpleasant to look at, but in doing that, That is the beginning of the overcoming. As we begin to look and to really locate the origin, get to the root of the brokenness, then we have taken steps to move into a place of wholeness and complete healing, because that is possible. It is possible to heal, to have your broken heart healed. And so one of the things that we need to do in overcoming brokenness is we have to, if you're a child of God, then you are never without hope. We are people of hope. We're people of faith. And so we activate our faith in our lives by grabbing hold of the Word of God. And so we receive the word of healing through the scriptures by faith, even if we don't feel it in our heart. By faith, we just have to grab hold of it. You have to bypass our logic, our reasoning, and all that, and just let our faith run with this truth, right? And so we want to receive the word of God by faith. You want to get to the root. What has caused the broken spirit? What has caused this sense of hopelessness? This lack of joy, this state of being alive but not living. Let's get to the root of that. Let's figure that out. And then we've got to continue to do the hard work. And it requires looking at things that are not pleasant, maybe recalling some events that were distressful, but it's all a part of the process of healing. We want to be sure that we're taking care of ourselves, our whole being. We're a three-part being, right? And so we want to take care of our bodies. We want to make sure that we're using a good diet habits, right? We're eating well. We're exercising. We're getting ample rest. You know, all these things come into play when we are when we're endeavoring to walk in victory. We want to surround ourselves with people who will give us who offer a loving sense of community, right? A community of care. You know, we find that in our churches, right? You want to surround yourself with people that God has placed in our lives to establish a sense of community, right? Because we're people of relationship. We need to relate with other people. And we want to be able to tell our story, right? And so if you have a pastor, if you're a member of a local church, you want to walk through the root problems with your pastor. That's the person that God has assigned to care for your soul. And the scriptures speak of that. And so pastors are key. They're vital. We need them because they're the ones who are shepherding us through our lives so that we can live on a path of victory, right? We also want to make sure that we are at the forefront. We are pursuing God, that we are going to Him in prayer. We're bringing our hearts before Him. We are meditating on the scriptures. We're meditating on His truths because that's what brings light into those dark areas of our being. The word gives light, and when there is the light of God, there is no darkness, right? So we want to continue to pursue God, to seek His face, to cry out to Him in prayer, and know that Jesus, He was bruised, right, for our transgressions, and with His stripes, we are healed physically, spiritually, emotionally. We can walk in healing because Christ died on the cross for that. Amen. And so again, we want to grab hold of the truth that we can live the life Jesus outlined in John 10:10, and it reads that the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus says, I came that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. That is the Zoe life. That is the state of one who is possessed of vitality, that is living a life of genuineness, that there's a life of victory. It's a life that's devoted to God. It's a blessed life. And not only is it blessed, it's blessed abundantly, more and more, beyond measure. It's, I love this, superfluous. It's uncommon. It's surpassing. It's more remarkable. It's more excellent. That is the life that Jesus died on the cross that we would have the right to. And so if you are struggling with a crushed spirit today, know that Jesus came that you would have life that is so full, that is so rich, that is so abundant, that it is superfluous, that it is uncommon. You are entitled to that today. Amen. I pray that you receive that in your spirit. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us toll-free, 1-860-460-8976. You can email us. It's Lori, L-A-U-R-I, at abrokenheartsgps.org. We'd love to hear from you. We respond to each and every email, every phone call, every prayer request. We are accessible, and we're all in the journey together. We're in a journey where we're caring for each other because we're all endeavoring to live life in abundance, the life that Jesus has ordained us to live. And so we're here. Send us your prayer requests. If you'd like supportive counseling, we're here for that. We are faith funded. And so you can just reach out, and we will get back to you. And so we pray that you receive this word in your spirit. And we just like to close out in prayer for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you are the God who cares for our souls. Father, you are our healer. You are our redeemer. Father, you are the one who makes all things new. And so, Father, we just pray now in the name of Jesus that you would minister to the spirits of your people, those who are struggling with broken spirits today. Father, we pray your healing virtue. Father, we pray that they would sense your presence, that they would sense your power. God, that they would grab hold by faith of the truth that you are the Lord God who heals. You are Jehovah Rapha. And so, Father, we just give you praise in the name of Jesus for your ability to mend the broken parts of our hearts. We thank you that you are the God who can bring us to a place of complete healing, complete wholeness, and complete victory. Father, we thank you for the Zoe life that you have purposed for each and every one of us. God, we pray that you give us the grace and the strength to do the hard work, to go and receive all that you have prepared for us. We just give you praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. We'll see you next time.